Well, hello, hello. It's me, Dot. Oh my God, you can literally hear how excited I am to be back. Hey guys, it's me, Dot. I am the Oil Oracle and I'm here to remind you that your life is a ceremony. And it has been almost 6 months while the podcast has been on hiatus. And as the wheel turns again, we are coming in towards Maybon, and I could just not hold back anymore on coming back into this space and just sharing from my heart and with passion and excitement about what I'm here to do and create in this world. So it has been quite a time, as you can imagine. The last time I signed off from here, I was actually still in the throes of the 90-day run, which was a sort of 3-month high intensity business activation that I did at the start of the year. And it was really incredible. And I suppose I can't start this episode without wrapping up where we left off, which is that I had sort of committed to this huge activation in my business. A 90-day run is where you basically compress 2 years worth of energy into 3 months in your business. And I really felt I was ready to do it. And what I realized about 6 weeks in was that whilst emotionally, maybe I was ready, in terms of the systems in my business, I was not. And I kind of, I in the third month of the 90-day run, what I actually ended up doing was completely excavating my entire system for my business. And I am now operating from such a different place. But what is interesting is that in that third month of the 90-day run, I excavated the physical, practical systems of my business. But over the past 6 months, since I last recorded a podcast, I feel like I have gone through a complete deep excavation of my emotional systems as well. And I'm coming back with like so much clarity and so much learning. Like, oh my God. Honestly, building a business is just not for the faint-hearted. And that is why I am so grateful for my yielding to the wheel of the year, because the ebbs and flows and cycles that naturally happen around us all the time since the beginning of time are such an anchor and such a gift in these ever-changing times that we're in. And then aside from that, I'm so grateful for the oils and just the deep, deep support that they offer. So I'm coming back today to sort of re-establish. We are now in season 3. So let's call it season 3 of the pod. And I'm so, so happy to be back and sharing with you guys. And, what am I doing here? Okay, here we go. So this season is going to be all about the really kind of getting into the juice of what I absolutely loved the most the last time we were speaking on a regular basis. And that is just really getting into what I feel is actually my deepest purpose here with my work with doTERRA, which is working primarily with women to help them reprogram the deeply held beliefs that we carry that stop us from living in our highest timeline. And for me, the modality through which we're going to do this is essential oils. And I fucking love that. Like, I am obsessed with the way that essential oils work with us on this deep metaphysical level in ways seen and unseen to just help us completely rewire our beliefs. Now, deeply held beliefs. I actually spoke a bit about this at our last business summit. There we go. In the UK here with doTERRA, we have, we used to have like periodically these business summits, and I was lucky enough to speak at quite a few of them. And the last one that I spoke at was in March. And then there hasn't been one in the UK since then, but, I spoke about the hilarious thing is that what I spoke about in March in Marlow No, was it Marlowe? No, Milton Keynes. I spoke about it in March 2024, and then I basically like lived it for the last 3 months. And then I'm like, God fucking hell, like, do you know what? This is this whole thing, because healing and our evolution, it's not linear. It's not like you can like always just go beyond something. Some things you can, but most often I find it's like a spiral. So you cross over a threshold, you work your way through something and you go past it. But as your healing deepens and as your understanding of yourself deepens, you spiral back around to that same thing and you have to meet it again with more depth, with more feeling, with more forgiveness. And that is definitely something that I've been through just most recently. And it's been really fascinating to observe that in myself, like, wow, this is good information. It's not good, bad, right or wrong. It's just information. But yeah, we do carry these deeply held beliefs, and what they are is they are things, ways that we feel and perceive the world that are so entrenched in our bodies and our cells that we don't even realize it's a belief rather than a reality. And they are normally given to us early in life, normally by someone incredibly important to us, like a caregiver or someone, you know, a very prominent person. Or when they are not given by someone who's really close to us, they can be delivered from someone external if they're really delivered with force. Anything that creates like a deep emotional response inside of us, either like a big kind of big T trauma thing that happens, or like little T trauma that kind of bubbles away but is constantly reaffirmed over time, can create these deeply held beliefs. And some of those aren't even necessarily from our own lived experience, but they can become generational. So these deeply held beliefs that go into us at such a deep level, we can then live that belief for our entire life. Therefore, our parents may have had deeply held beliefs about the way they are or the world is that they then project onto us from birth, that we then live, and it becomes this kind of ongoing cycle. And those beliefs will set the sail of how we live our lives, because we will unconsciously go about creating situations in our life to reaffirm those beliefs. Because if we prove those beliefs wrong, if we unlearn those beliefs and behaviors, then it kind of changes the story that we have about ourselves and our childhood. And that is really confronting. And the reason that it's so incredible when we come at this stuff with essential oils is that sometimes we don't even have the words to articulate what we're thinking, feeling, believing, because we don't even realize it's separate from us, because it's so much a part of us that we just, it's a filter through which we see the entire world. And so when we start to work with essential oils, especially pure essential oils like doTERRA, which are just so different to anything else on the market, it means that we can actually gently and synergistically with the body just start to loosen those knots, just start to pick at those knots to loosen them a little bit. And then as the knots begin to yield and loosen, we can open them up and we can let the light in and we can start to change those stories. And that is so powerful, especially for women who generationally are coming through and carrying so much, especially because of the way that things get passed down through the maternal line, just purely because of biology. Because when, as a woman is pregnant and she has a baby inside her womb, if the baby is going to be a girl, then that girl will have the cell that becomes every egg she ever releases inside of her. And so you have this pivotal time where three generations are encapsulated in one vessel. And therefore, it is just really, really heightened whatever comes down the maternal line. And I actually saw something really interesting about this the other day. So somebody in my circle posted about something on Facebook recently, and it's not the first time I've seen it, where someone has seen Gabor Mate or read some Gabor Mate or listened to a book. And I've heard it not just from this lady recently, but also like I've heard it before, where people take what he says as being putting a heavy emphasis on the mother and the women and the childbearers in society to, you know, fix this problem of like insecure attachment and all of the kind of societal emotional problems that we're suffering with and the kind of general trauma that is existing in society. But I personally, I don't think that that's where Gabriel Mate is coming from. But what I do see is that as women, as the child bearers, we do have a very different relationship with the way that things are passed forward in society. Like, obviously, you know, there's the genetics of the father, and then there is the nurture, the environment that children and families exist within. But there is an undeniable biological connection between the mother and the future generations, and therefore, you know, we do carry a different responsibility or a different relationship, and it's only a responsibility if we choose for it to be so that we want to work on ourselves in order to not keep passing that forward. And for me personally, I find that really empowering, but I know that for some people that will also feel like, you know, confronting. But you know, for me, I find that personally very interesting and empowering. So this is like kind of really the angle that I'm most excited about working with doTERRA. And honestly, it's been quite fascinating because in my journey with the oils, I knew that this was what I wanted to do for a long time. And I have been working my business for 3 years now. It will be, you know, I had my 3 year anniversary. I started in August 2021 and I'm recording this in September 2024. And initially, I just shared my passion for the oils and how, you know, how pure they are, how much they helped our family. We actually got them when my daughter had caught whooping cough and we needed to support her and we wanted to support her naturally. And so, you know, initially I was just sharing that enthusiasm. And then as you get further into it, you kind of know that you want to have a really deep connection to why you're sharing the oils. And I really was struggling for a long time to put my finger on it. And often when in something like doTERRA, when people are trying to figure out like why, who they're here to serve, there's often this idea that you're here to serve, you know, who you were before you had the oils, for example, or who you were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So for a long time, I was like, oh, am I here to support mums with young children? Because that's when I got the oils. Or then I was like, oh, maybe it's like to support people who want to go low tox, because that's something I did. And I couldn't really place it. And then I had this real light bulb moment a little while ago where, like literally a few weeks ago, where I was like, I think it's like, I want to help people break the generational curses. Like I want to help people transform on a radical deep level. And I felt so clear and excited about it. And then I couldn't find the words to convey it in a way that really half anyone understood. So I was like, kind of got really stuck. And then I got really into my head. And this is where, you know, it's been such a fascinating time for me, because I really went into this period of like deep kind of inward reflection, not really knowing where I was supposed to go or be or how I was supposed to do this. I felt really totally lost. And, you know, in amongst it, you know, a couple of people left my team and went and started a new network marketing business, and all this self-doubt came up and all of this like inferiority stuff and imposter syndrome and all the gubbins. Anyway, I felt like really stuck. And then this week I've been back full-time at the office where I rent a co-working space, which is The Tribe, and she's now in Berry Pomeroy. It's an amazing all-female co-working space, and Stacey, who runs it, is just such a great sounding board, and she's a manifesting generator and I'm a manifesting generator. And so I was saying about how like I tried to explain about the generational trauma to someone else in doTERRA, and they were like, babes, that's like way too complicated, like just make it about something else. And so I was like trying to change what I was here to do, but I felt literally like if I had been a bathtub full of water. It was like in the time since I decided like, oh, I can't do that thing I wanted to do because it doesn't make sense to other people. It was as if someone had pulled the plug out of my drain and like all of my water had just completely washed away. And it was like I could literally feel it draining out of me. And then I was like, at the point when I was talking to Stacey, I was like literally at the point where it was like the last gurgles and slurps of water were like gushing down the drain, and there wasn't even a little whirlpool anymore. It was just like there. I was like, done. empty, zero fuel, zero fire. And I was like, I just feel so lost and uninspired. And she was like, Dot, you are a manifesting generator. Nothing has to make sense to anyone else but you, because you're supposed to just do the thing. And I was like, fucking hell, I am literally the person who I need, because I'm here for the people who want to break away from all this shit. Anyway, since then, it's been really great. And I've had, you know, just even just in like the days since having that conversation, I felt so much clarity and so much lightness and excitement and passion again in what I'm doing. And then, you know, you get these like little reminders in life, don't you? And I had this really beautiful reminder that came through today that just made me realize today is the perfect day to bring the podcast back. So back in May, I went to Turin for our European convention, and that is like, it was incredible. It was 3 days, 7,500 people. I got paraded across the stage for hitting a new level in my business. It was all, you know, got given a little trophy thing, and you know, it was all great. And it was so interesting. So they always have some special products available at convention that aren't normally available. And one of them that was available was a rollerball for a leaf, an oil from the leaves called Divana. And I really wanted it. It's not normally available. And I was like, I really want the Divana. And so I ordered it and picked it up while I was there. And when I smelled it, I was like, oh, not really a fan, which is quite interesting. So I kind of like rolled it on a few times and I was like, I'm just not really vibing with it. Don't really understand that. Never mind. And it's been sat on my shelf since I came home in May, and I haven't even felt remotely inspired to use it. Like, I did pick it up over the summer and sort of sniffed it and was like, nah, and put it back down. Anyway, this week, literally the day after having that chat with Stacey, the Divana, like, I can't explain it in any other way that every now and again, I've got like a shelf of oils in my dining room next to the diffuser. And every now and again, those oils that I look at every day, one of them will just appear almost in neon. Like, it is so bright and just glaring at me, and almost like there's a flashing light behind it saying, you need to use me today. Like, I had it a little while ago with lemon myrtle. I don't even remember when I bought the lemon myrtle, but all of a sudden when I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, I have to use this. Like, this is so perfect for now. Anyway, the day after having the chat with Stacey, the Divana was like flashing at me, you know, metaphorically. And I picked it up and I smelt it and I was like, oh no, I'm vibing with this now. And so I started to use it and apply it. And today I looked in my book and, the gift of Divana is embracement, offering dissolution, uniqueness, and devotion. And it says, the practice that they say with it is, Divana supports you in releasing old patterns and turning the page to a new chapter of life. Write down on a piece of paper what you wish to let go, head outside and anoint your feet, heart, and crown with Divana, breathing in the aroma, dig a hole and bury the piece of paper. And then it says, as you do, say, now is the time to turn the page. Now is the time for the next stage. And the affirmation for Divana, which is so perfect for where I'm at, is, I find freedom as I emerge from my cocoon. It is just very perfect, because I have literally felt cocooned over the past really 6 months. It's been a really intense time where I've had to really... Yeah, like initially I was like excavating all these like physical systems, but then there were the emotional systems of how I was holding myself accountable and how I was carrying myself in my business, where I was operating from. Like, was I operating from love or was I operating from fear? You know, and I had to really go through and update and upgrade all of those systems of how I was working. And now as we approach May Bon, I'm feeling like ready to emerge from my cocoon, which is kind of at odds, you know, with the wheel of the year, because we're turning inwards. But at the same time, you know, I think we're also in our own inner cycle. And, you know, and it's interesting because obviously the equinoxes, they're all about balance and harmony. I actually find the equinoxes quite confronting. They're normally for me a time of like really intense opposition. Like, I'm much happier with the cross quarter festivals because they just, there's a yielding in them and a softening in them, and there's like a bit of flexibility and give and take, whereas I find that equinoxes are just like, bam, you know, it's like light and dark, day and night, and I find that quite intense. Which is funny, actually, because I am actually very much about opposition. If you look in my astral, in my, in my lunar chart and stuff like that, I've got love hate tattooed on my knuckles. And when I went to have my chart read, the woman, when I first met her, she laughed because she was like, wow, like I've never met a woman of your kind of age with love hate tattooed on her knuckles. But when I look at your chart, it makes perfect sense because it is those like extremes. But for some reason, I find the equinox is quite confronting. So I think, you know, for me, I do feel like I'm emerging from my cocoon, and I do feel like I'm stepping into a really empowered era of my business, which does feel really, really exciting because I'm coming at it with all new systems, both like practically and emotionally, and with like a deeper renewed passion for just how intelligent these bottles of oils are. Like, that bottle of Divana has sat on myself patiently waiting since May. And now at the time when I'm ready to come out into the world and embrace who I am and what I'm here to do, the Divana just came forward. Like, it's really incredible. Just kind of looking at if there's anything. Yeah, so it says Divana can increase the reverence and respect in your day-to-day, enhancing daily devotions, meditations, prayer, sacred chants. It's all about kind of bringing back in all of that magic and majesty, which just feels so great. And it even says, Divana shines a light on your unique gifts. She helps you see what may have limited you in the past and ignite a willingness to claim your full power while having fun sharing your talents with the world as you create a tribe of like hearts and souls. And I really feel like having finally figured out who I'm here to serve, and then getting that clarity, and then being talked out of it almost immediately, and then realizing, actually, no, this is definitely what I'm here to do. I feel very excited about stepping into this era with Divana as my ally and with you guys here to share the journey. So the pod is back. It is coming back in this iteration as a space for me to share the way that I use essential oils to support me as a woman in business on an entrepreneurial journey, and how I'm using the oils and the Wheel of the Year to really liberate myself from all the shit that I've been carrying that's stopping me from living in my highest timeline. And I'm very excited about sharing that with you. I hope that you are excited to hear about it. If you are, please tag me and share that you are listening to the podcast again. I would love to know who this is reaching, who's been waiting for it to come back. I'd love to hear what you think and what you would love to know more about. So please, 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 if you're listening to this, come and find me on Instagram. I am at @morehouse. The name change I will have to tell you about another time. At @morehouse. On all platforms, and you can, please screenshot this, share it to your stories, tag me so that I know that you've listened. I would love to hear from you, and if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you come and follow me so that you can see how I'm using my oils every day to support this next huge phase of expansion in my business, which I'm calling in. I am so grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful that I get to share in this way, and I cannot wait to keep reconnecting over the coming days, weeks, months, and years. All right, my darlings, I am the Oil Oracle. Your life is a ceremony, so go and start living that way.